Heavenly Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence in this room, God. I thank you that we are becoming more aware of your presence that was already in our midst, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the many more stories and testimonies, Heavenly Father, in this room. Although they may be unspoken now, God, I'm believing that later, many people connected to them are going to be ministered to and blessed, God. I thank you in advance for the word that is going to go forth through every minister, through worship, through the word, Heavenly Father. I thank you that we are hiding behind the shadow of your glory, God. God, we decrease tonight, Heavenly Father, so that you may increase, because we want to hear from heaven. We want to hear from heaven's throne room, Heavenly Father. We want to hear melodies from heaven, Heavenly Father, that would be sweet sounds to our ear, God. God, comfort our hearts and our minds, Heavenly Father. I don't know who is in the room, but God, you know every name and you know every face. You know every story and you know every situation, God. I don't know what they came in here with, Heavenly Father, but I'm believing that they're going to change. They're going to leave changed, Heavenly Father, leave different, Heavenly Father, because they're going to encounter and be ministered by you, God. God, you were intentional about letting the people who are in the room be here tonight. It's not by accident. It's not by coincidence. It's not just because, but because you called them to be in the room tonight, Heavenly Father, and you knew you had a message for them, God. How beautiful are you, Lord, to be in our midst, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you're going to do. Lord, hide me in the shadow of your glory. I am nobody without you, God. I cannot do any of this without you, Heavenly Father. Use me as a PA system for your voice, Lord. It's not me that they're hearing, but the Holy Spirit I work within me. Have your way, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So if you guys don't know me, I go by the name Andy Wrights. If you want to follow me or check me out, I am Andy Wrights, A-N-N-D-I-W-R-I-T-E-S, on Instagram and TikTok and all of that. I got my gift from the Holy Spirit. I didn't learn how to do spoken word by anybody. Didn't even know, like, Christians could do spoken word. It's pretty crazy how all that turned out and stuff. But I live my life for Jesus. I got saved when I was 16 years old. I am 19 now, so I haven't been really saved for long. But I'm saying that because I just want you guys to know that you're never too young to walk into the fullness and the anointing that God has for you. It seems very hard in this generation to live for God. So if you are very young in here and willing to live for God, props to you, because it's not easy. The world has so many voices, and it's hard, like Brother Drew was saying, to really seek and live for God. And also, I want to mention that I'm Haitian. I felt led to mention that tonight. And the only reason I'm mentioning that is because a lot of us feel like we have setbacks because of our backgrounds and stuff that we've been through in our culture. However, the moment you step foot into the kingdom, there's no step back. There's a head start. Now you're light years ahead. So I just felt led to mention that. However, my question to you tonight, is God your first? Is he foremost in position, rank, or significance? Does he come before all others in time or your list? Or do you just see him as a magic genie and the only time you pick up your Bible is to rub the dust off to make a wish? God, I really need this. God, I'm looking at him. God, here's my list. God, where's my hint? Can you work faster than this? And the whole time he's trying to get the idols out your heart because you started worshiping the gifts. I'm trying to warn you to not make the same mistake I did. I fell more in love with the creation and forgot the creator even exists. This generation has become so blinded, they're getting trapped in the little things. It's the little greed and the little lust, and now they're battling within. It's the little porn and the little viz, and now they're trapped in sin. And as much as you love God, a cycle has took his place. The only thing you can give God is complaints when you're stuck in your ways. See, first is who God is. First is where he needs to be. First is what he should receive. First is the kingdom and then all things. Just because he's first in your bio doesn't mean he's first in your biography. If you can't start your testimony with God, then you need to reevaluate some things. Open the page, give God the pen, and let him write your story. I gave God my first and started seeing his glory. It's no joke when you offer your life to God and he does a 180. See, I'm so passionate because this is my testimony. I gave God my first and started seeing his glory. It's no joke when you give God your first and he does a 180. I practice what I preach. There's no hypocrisy. I give God my first and now there's no stopping me. If you give God what you have left, you'll be just like the Pharisees. God is too holy for me to give him something that could be found so easily. God wants your first and your best, not your last and least. God needs to be at the top of your list and your first priority. We fall so in love with the hand of God and wonder why mine is not at peace. So my question to you tonight, is God your first, or is there an idol that's sitting in his seat?